63, verse 1, you, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. Isn't that a beautiful psalm from Psalm 63, verse 1? Well, hello there. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll here with you. I pray that you're having yourself a wonderful and blessed weekend. Sunday Worship focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And actually coming up, have some great God-honoring music from Chris Tomlin, Nicole C. Mullen. Right now, it's the live version from Keith and Kristen Getty. All hail the power of Jesus' name. The Lord today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and when you have some time today or maybe this upcoming week, be sure to like us on Facebook. Yeah, just got a new Facebook page about a month ago, Sunday Worship Radio. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. We're going to be doing some contests here in the next several weeks, so be sure to be part of the Facebook page, Sunday Worship Radio, right there on Facebook. Hebrews 12:6 says, the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes each one he accepts as his child. I don't know about you, but I love hot sauce. It adds a nice little kick to salsa, barbecue, and hundreds of other great foods as well. But some parents use it in a different recipe, one they think will yield a better behaved child. They put a drop of it, you may remember this, on their child's tongue as a form of punishment for lying or biting or whatever they were doing. Now, I don't recommend putting hot sauce on your child's tongue, but those who use this form of discipline say it's effective in teaching their children. You know, Fred, earthly parents use a wide variety of methods to correct children in order to encourage them to be better people. Our Heavenly Father loves us, His children, so much that He has to discipline us to help us to obey. Now, our response to God's discipline is important. We must endure and we must willingly change our wayward behavior. As it is with parental authority, feeling the heat, no pun intended on the hot sauce, by the way, proves God's love for you. His discipline proceeds entirely from His love. Well, Fred, I hope and pray that you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. You know, if it's raining outside, you may want it to stop, right? Especially when you have some outdoor events, and of course it ruins the day and all that. But you can't, friend. I think you may know this. You can't control the rain. However, though, you can open an umbrella. An umbrella does not change the circumstances, but it changes you in the middle of the circumstances. The wetness is no longer controlling you, right? See, God's grace opens up an umbrella during the rainy seasons of life so that we may overcome and have the victory even when everything around us is wet.
Covered in shame when he came.
Listening to Sunday Worship. I'll tell you what, there's just something special about a Sunday, friend. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you. I pray that you're having yourself a good weekend. And, you know, Exodus chapter 4, verse 2 says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'What is that in your hand?'" I'll tell you what, friend, Moses, he didn't have much. A handful of sheep on the slopes of a mountain. He had 80 years of memory, some of them sad and regretful. He had some clothes, a family, a wise father-in-law, a tent in the desert, and that's pretty much it. Oh, yes, and he had a staff. He'd probably found a broken branch from a sturdy tree somewhere, maybe 6 or 7 feet tall. And on that rugged Mount Horeb that day, as Moses argued with the Lord about his inadequacy for the mission being assigned to him, God asked a simple question: "What is that in your hand?" And friend, it was a broken branch, a piece of dead wood, a rod. Watch this now. But the Lord wanted it. And the Lord touched it. And the Lord used it to baffle the magicians of Egypt, to turn the Nile to blood, to part the waters of the Red Sea, to create streams in the desert, and to deliver his people again and again. So, friend, what's that in your hand?
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
If God were to ask you, "Why should I let you into heaven?" how would you answer? Does your answer include a list of good things you've done? If so, then we need to talk. Call 888-NEED-HIM. 888-NEED-HIM.
My strength, my song, this cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live.
In Christ Alone medley. I love that. I pray that you're having yourself a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. Hey, when you have some time, maybe today or later on this week, consider sending in a special gift of support here at Great News Radio. Here we are a little past halfway through the month of October. Can you help us end the month in the black? So your gift of support helps us with maintaining and updating equipment, software, computer. There's a whole bunch of wires and buttons here in the studio, I'll tell you. But it's all part of bringing you the programming, the God-honoring programming that you really do depend on each and every day. So consider being part of the giving family. Maybe a gift of $50, maybe a gift of $250. Regardless, we'd love to hear from you with your gift of support. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843, or you can give online at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I do thank you so much just for the fellowship today. You can always catch up with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. I love hearing from you. If you have a song request, question, comment, or you just want to throw a big old hello, I'd love to hear from you, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, until next time, as you go out and about this week, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.